Dog Spot with Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
A bit windy outside. You can get blown away this morning.
It's pretty windy out there.
It is. This is something a bit different today. We're going to talk about someone very special and something that's happening tomorrow. It's a young man called Jacob Nolan, and you've got to know him quite well, and he's pretty remarkable. Is that fair to say?
It's truly fair to say. We didn't know Jacob Nolan until the Monday after the Madison, and lots of people were coming up to us and saying, oh, that's such great news. Did you hear about it? Anyway, the story goes on, and we find out that this young man won the run at the Madison.
Okay.
And what he said in his acceptance speech was that he was going to donate all the prize money he had made for the running year to Righteous Pups to help our cause. Now, it added up to be about $3,200. Then he put in some of his own money that he had earned to make it to $5,000. Then he won at stall and he put in some more money. And we met Jacob, and what I loved about this young man, he's 23 years of age, his car's on his last legs, he needs new running shoes and he needs laser eye surgery, but yet this young man decided to do something else with his money that he doesn't benefit from to benefit others. And I was just blown away with the character of what I'd like to call this old soul. We often complain about the next generation and how they're, you know, this, that or the other. But I met a young man that is truly remarkable.
And so why did he pick Righteous Pups? What's the connection there?
Well, as the story goes, one of our foster families that fosters two of our dogs actually is also in the Bendigo Athletics Club, and he'd obviously been talking about Righteous Pups and how we were a grassroots organisation, and you know, we don't get any government funding, so it is tough for us to get through every year, and most of our programs we don't charge, so obviously they'd had a conversation, and this young man had decided to make a promise, and he delivered on his promise, and I was just blown away, and it's made me think a lot about, you know, in around Bendigo and especially country towns, we rise or fall together. You know, community is what we have. It's at our heart. If there's fires, if there's floods, we join together. And it was so refreshing to see this young man stand up. He could have just listened to the great story and, oh, that's lovely. But he stood up, he took action to bless somebody other than himself. And I think as a community, we need to celebrate those acts of paying it forward or acts of kindness, because we need that into the future. And not only that, but he's organised a charity fun run, which is on tomorrow at 10:30 at Caruso Reserve, and it's a 5K run. And again, all the proceeds he's having donated to Righteous Pups. I would love people to come out, not so that they can pay their money, but so that this young man can see that when you do something awesome like what he's done, people stand up and join him, and I'd love to celebrate him, and I'd love him to see that people get what he did. So hopefully people can come out and join us. I'll be there. I'll even be walking, Sean. I'm walking at a slow pace and with lots of breaks because I'm not the most athletic girl in the world.
So, Joe, if you're going to give a go, that means anyone can come down and have a go.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
You do know with what Jacob's done, something good's going to happen to him very soon.
Yeah, and I believe that too. I think if you set your sail to being community-minded, things change for you. And I want to find him some running boots and I want to get him a new car to celebrate that kindness that he had in him that I didn't learn until much later down in life. And I just think it is a beautiful expression of who we are in our community. And I just love him. I think he's an amazing young man.
So the details again tomorrow. It's tomorrow at 10:30.
10:30 down at Caruso Reserve. 5K run or walk. And come and join myself and Jacob and meet this young man. You'll see what I see.
Fantastic, Joe. Thanks so much for that great story. It's inspired many people this morning, I'm sure.
Thank you, Sean.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the Dog Spot page.